Well, Nolan, you're in print, now you're a TV star.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing well.
Well,
doing
you well. You wrote a column, and I bet you got some mail as a result of this. It was written in yesterday's Detroit News, and it's titled, State Retirees Don't Deserve Special Status. You talked about if hands went up to ask Governor Rick Snyder how many business executives still provide health care benefits for their retirees, you would have heard crickets. But that's a big issue for us here in the state of Michigan.
I imagine. Well, I mean, what we've got coming up this year, is a fight brewing between the public sector employees and everybody else. It's state workers, it's school teachers, it's local and municipal workers who have been living in this fantasy land over the last decade while everyone else has been adjusting their benefits, taking concessions, restructuring packages so their employers can remain afloat and be competitive. They've been largely untouched, and that's got to end, and Rick Snyder has to end that on February 17th when he puts a new budget out.
Well, you write in your column that the private sector has eliminated these benefits, but last year Michigan taxpayers paid for these for state workers, and they totaled $982 million, an amount equal to nearly half the state's budget deficit.
Yeah, and a lot of that is the factor, too, of these early buyouts and early retirees, allowing people to retire in their 50s and remain on the state benefit package fully until they're 65 and can and Medicare kicks in. But even after Medicare kicks in, the state picks up their supplement. It's not something we can afford anymore. We can't afford it at the local level, can't afford it at the state level. School districts certainly can't afford it. And there's absolutely no reason that people who are paying the bill, the taxpayers, should have to fund a benefit that they don't enjoy themselves.
Nolan, you also write that if you add the annual cost more than $40 billion in unfunded future obligations, the taxpayers are going to have to take care of that too.
Well, and that's the issue here. This is clearly a benefit we can't afford, and we, instead of acknowledging that, we keep giving the benefit and piling the debt on to future generations. We are bankrupting the state and putting a debt on our children and grandchildren that is simply unconscionable.
You write how the governor is going to probably deal with this issue in the upcoming in his upcoming budget, which is due out here in just a couple of weeks. You write there's not a whole lot that he can do to deal with the immediate savings from pensions, since the state constitution shields current retirees from changes in their pension plans, but there's no such protection for health care.
There isn't, and that's where he should get the savings. And he should do it all at once. There's no sense making an incremental change, raising their contribution from 10% to 20%. Do what companies have had to do in this situation. Get rid of it, take the pain up front, and then move on with a more sensible budget in Michigan. I don't see how you can have taxpayers in this state to pay more to sustain these sorts of benefits. Again, benefits they don't enjoy themselves.
Nolan Finley is the editorial page editor of the Detroit News. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Nolan writes that the governor has hinted he'll consider increasing to 20% the average 10% cost share of that state retirees currently pay, but you don't think that's enough.
No, I just think this is no longer a benefit that the state taxpayers ought to be funding, nor should we be funding retirees, retirements in their 50s, people retiring in their early 50s, some even in their late 40s. That's got to stop. You don't see that in the private sector anymore. In the private sector, people have to work till 62, 65, and if they decide to retire early, they're responsible for their own benefits. We do buyout packages every once in a while where I work, where somebody who is not 65, not quite eligible for retirement, takes a buyout package. We don't pay their health care for years and years and years. We expect them, if they want to stop working early, if they want to stop working while they're still in middle age, to pay for their own benefits.
Nolan, the governor has said in a report that he released that state employees can make two or three times what they could make in the private sector. Now, I've seen other reports, including one out today, which is funded by the unions, that say that, as a matter of fact, for the degreed employees who work for the state, their pay is either at par with the public sector or lower. Well, what's your take on that information?
Well, that runs in direct conflict with the Anderson Economic Group report that just found that simply is not true, and I would consider the source on that. What we know for certain is that household incomes for Michigan, non-public employee, private sector household incomes fell 13% over the last decade, while public employee household incomes rose 19%. I mean, that's in the government's dollars and cents, the governor's dollar and cents report that's online on his website. I think the numbers are good.
Well, we hear from union sources here that the unions and the teachers are being picked on, that they've enjoyed these benefits and the pay that they have, that they've earned them, that they work hard for them, and that they've been subjected to cuts, and they think enough is enough.
Well, who hasn't? I mean, they should get out and talk to their neighbors. I mean, they haven't lived with the reality of this Michigan economic collapse in any way comparable to their private sector neighbors. I just invite them to go up and down their streets and knock on doors and find out what folks who work outside the government fantasy land have had to do.
So tell us about some of the calls and letters you've received.
Well, you know, you get a lot of people whining. We deserve this. We all deserve it, you know, and yet everybody's had to make a sacrifice except for them. We had one woman call and say, you know, she had to give up her, she had to pay for her own health care. She wouldn't be able to buy her lottery tickets, and that would hurt the state. I mean, you get all kinds of calls. But, you know, you clearly have an entitled attitude here, and folks who think somehow they should be a privileged class of workers in our society. And I got to believe that's going to stop. And you can't ask everybody else in the state to give up, to sacrifice, to pay more, and not touch these public employee benefits.
What are you expecting to see from the governor's proposed budget?
I hope we see some big dramatic moves. I think he might as well do everything at once rather than try and fight this thing a step at a time over the next 4 years. You know, he might as well get all of the hard things done at once. I think you're going to see a lot of sacrifice, a call for a lot of sacrifice. You may even see a few tax hikes. I think you're going to see a different sort of budget here than you've seen in a long time in Michigan.
You can read Nolan Finley in the Detroit News. Just go to detnews.com. You can also catch him on Detroit Public TV Channel 56, 8:30 on Fridays on Am I Right? Nolan, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good rest of your day.